Many colleges invite dignitaries to their campus to give a lecture, but this was no ordinary speaker, and this was not a simple lecture in a classroom. This was a big name and an even bigger speech. The story of how it all came about is this edition of The American Countryside. You've heard me talking about our American Countryside trip to Italy, August 8th through the 17th, and you can still get great pricing on the adventure that includes Rome, Florence, and Venice. We'll see the Colosseum, the canals, rolling hills, and sprawling vineyards, and much more. Just click the link at AmericanCountryside.com for details, or give Colette Travel a call at 800-581-8942. That's 581-8942, and mention American Countryside's Reflections of Italy tour. You can still get great pricing, so don't wait. Join us today.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
In the 1930s, Winston Churchill began warning English leaders of Hitler's rise to power and his ambition to overtake all of Europe. Of course, Churchill became prime minister in 1940 and helped lead his country through 5 years of war, eventually toppling the German dictator.
After the end of World War II, there's an election held in 1945. Churchill lost that election to a man named Clement Attlee, who is now kind of a footnote in history.
As Tyler Oberlag at the National Churchill Museum explains, the head of Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri, saw Churchill's defeat as an opportunity for his school.
Around that same time, the president of the college, Frank McClure, and his wife were on a boat fishing. She asked who you're going to invite for the Green Lecture this year. He said, you know, I'm thinking about Winston Churchill. He said, why not? He's like, you know what? I'll invite him and see what happens.
In the fall of 1945, the college president sent the invitation to a former student, Harry Vaughan, who was working in the White House.
So we get an invitation to Harry Vaughan, who then gave it to President Truman, who wrote a postscript saying, this is a fine school in my home state. Hope you can make it. I'll introduce you, President Harry Truman. And they gave that invitation to Churchill. So Westminster College, being able to offer Churchill the President of the United States to be by his side, set us apart from other college invitations, university invitations he's getting from around the world.
The chance to have President Truman introduce him for the speech was an opportunity not lost on the former prime minister.
So then fast forward to March 1946, Churchill came here to Fulton to a crowd of 25,000 plus, swarming the streets of Fulton.
So the small college in the small Missouri town was about to have two major world leaders attend their lecture series. What was said are words still well known today. The famous speech is next time as we travel the countryside. In Fulton, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.